Volume 7, Reis Hamadalad. Sif Aleph, Mishabura, Sif Katan Hay. So some say that if there's one echad from a valid neir, then you're allowed to be mishtamish or of the other neiris.
One what? One echad from a valid one?
If there's one neir from the valid neiros, it has the right types of wicks and the right types of oil, then even though the other wicks do not, are not the correct type of material for the wick, you'll have to be mishtamish. If you should not light with such a thing, but if you did, the person is not precluded from being mishtamish, lar haner, since one of the ner is lit correctly. So this is one opinion. And he says, "Tzar Shabbos, you make a bit of it." So the mishra fill the neiris on this becheder acher, even though the neiris which are have the appropriate wick and the neiris which have the inappropriate wick are in two different rooms. So you're not benefiting from the light of the neir which has the appropriate wick at all. The kimon sheyesh b'makom echad neir kosher. So Magen Avraham understands that this acts as some type of a reminder, and the reminder is effective even from one room to the next. However, it's only if in the same room you have both types of neiros, so there's a good light being put out by the neir which has the appropriate wick and oil. So the oil draws well into the wick, and the wick holds a good flame. So the second neir is only there, the neir which has a non-kosher wick or oil is only there to enhance. So the fact that it jumps around in that situation is not significant to the person will not come to be mata the neir in order to get some more oil and a better light. The Gra compares this to the halacha that you have by Chanukah, that you're not allowed to be mishtamish lor haner of the oris of Chanukah, the neiros of Chanukah. But if there is a light in the room which is not better than Eretz Chanukah, and therefore that allows you to benefit from that light, doesn't have a problem the fact that there's also the light from the menorah. But if that's the comparison over here, obviously it was in the same room, that's where it only makes sense in the same room. So that's like the Eliyahu Rabba. So the Mishmur comes out there in Machmur like the Eliyahu Rabba. Or something which you could do without any neir at all. Blow neir could go in lishka becheder, alim shach yaim in a marte. This person can lie down without having light. Person can go into the cellar and take some wine out. Apparently, the person who was familiar with it could do it without light. How did derech klisha karen han oliber b'loshen ashkenaz? I'm loy derech barson. You can scoop it out. But to do it through the spigots, that was a little bit harder to be able to estimate when to stop letting the wine out when you can't see anything. Whereas when you scoop it with a spoon, with a some type of a measuring cup into the barrel, it's not going to fill more than it can fill. That can be done without light.
What?
So something you can do without an air, it's mutalasis if you lay till an air, even though you're near the nearest. Mutalasis. You have a pirish. The davka sheyesh akaponim near echot kosher babayas. Shayed is that mutafil becheracher. Random pirish of the filo ain't near kosher cloud, mutal yesher mazet. So he understands that you have to have somewhere a kosher near. So you have an air of heter. Then I'm going to allow you to do something which doesn't need an air at all.
And so if the kosher air burns out first, then you have to stop?
Correct. According to this argument. Okay. So the Ramah said that so establish your make a bit of it. If there is an air kosher somewhere, you're by the near post. Because when I'm the mutter, the shabbos, I feel the shalom, the tzor shabbos, the yehiel, the near echad, bilchud, the near post doesn't make it usher, doesn't preclude you from using the near kosher. Because God's simmeration, I'm bob, siftal, I'm shab, I'm berloch. But the afkalin, the shabbos, b'shagar hidlik, and me tam, shakim, shayesh, the near kosher, shemal, the yopas, su, loy, osel, hatus. You can't light an air puzzle. Relying on, well, once you do it, you'll rely on the air kosher and everything will be wonderful. But yeah, that's your mutter.
What should be mutter?
In case of the person lit in there, which is a kosher flame, and then there, which is this puzzle flame, because it's not a good oil or not a good wick. So you cannot be makel to light a nair which is pasul together with a nair which is kosher and say, well, since there's a nair kosher and a lot of mishtam is over there, there's no problem. So there's a lot of light in there which is from the nair with the nair which is pasul because I have a nair which is kosher. So that's nice, and that's not true. But you could have heard that it's mutter. Because we have nothing against this nair be'etzim. There's no problem, the person might come to be mata. If you're telling me that when you have an air kosher and an air posel, the person will not come to be mata because he has an air kosher, so then why can't I light an air posel? What problem am I creating? Shemayata, you do something that doesn't happen. So I could have argued that this would be mutter even with Hakilo. That's what the Shabur is telling him, that's not so. Even though in Sora, that's true, but Chazar Masakim, you have to light an air kosher. And they meant that all of them there should be kosher. And they didn't, you know, just that they're circumventing their what they told you to do by making one air kosher and one air posel. It's not much of the chachilu. It's just in a bit of a situation. It's going to be mutter. Okay. So the Bir Lacha points out over here in Dibri Maskel Hashalev is Kafetzis. The Shinah Shemayat, we're afraid the person will come to the mountain if we ask it, lighting with such an air. So you should light with a kosher oil and a kosher wick. Now what about the following scenario? He doesn't have any other wicks and any other oil. That's all he has. So should he light or not? So to be a loch, light is that Yavatam mitzvah salok. You're not going to light. Near the Osir mitam zel, so you don't light. The chashash of Shemayata, may over this in the Raisa, is more chomer than the mitzvahs of the chachamim because of Ayinik to light. So you'll sit in the dark. That's what you have. It's better to sit in the dark than to light with these which might come to Issa the Raisa. Levad me Itrin, with one exception, one of the psuli nearest is Itrin, which is like a turpentine. And why is that? Tamisura who mishum shemiyani chenu b'yetsa. The problem there is a different problem. Totally, it's not because it's not a good light. The problem is because the person doesn't like the smell. So, if the whole purpose over here is to create light in the room, you light with an air which the smell is so bad that people want to leave the room. So, the person might decide to leave the room where the light is and sit in the dark. And that's preferable than to sitting in the room with this bad smell. But there's nothing wrong. That's already a chashash of Oinig Shabbos. So what he's saying, it's not Oinig Shabbos to sit in the dark. Lighting this thing might make you go to the dark. So therefore, we don't light at all, and for sure you sit in the dark. That's not logical. Might as well light. You'll see. So maybe this person will stay where the lamp is. So that's not a problem about Chashash Hashem Ayatim. It's a very strong light. But there the problem is because of Oinig Shabbos. You're saying sitting in the dark, you might end up sitting in the dark. So we don't say, well, since it's Osir, so let's body sit in the dark, because otherwise if we light, we might end up sitting in the dark. I think that's Mishtaber. But otherwise, all the other ones, even the person has no other option, he should not light with them. Okay. Shitbeis. Kar Adar B'Shem Malikim Boy. Adar B'Shem Malikim Boy. So he combined together two different types of items. One which is something which is kosher for hadlaka, something which is not kosher for hadlaka. In miskamen la'avos hapsilo, ke la'hois of ara is also. If his goal was to make the wick thicker, and therefore get more light, so that's not permitted. He's kind of a hakshas of psilah kadesh hair medes to shal shalomata mutter. But if he used this other material as a support, since it's a stronger type of material, as a support for the thinner, weaker wick, so that's mutter. Even though it might catch on fire, but it's not its purpose. Mitam zamut alichar dover shem alikim bay. Agabigami or kash, kadita na psilo bashoshes. So gami or kash are things which you cannot light with, but I can use that as the support for the wick which I am lighting with. Hago anos and garger shomelach ugris shalpul apianer shabbos kadesh heidolik yafa veshabbos. So these were different suggestions how to make the nair shine more clearly and brightly. You're allowed to do that before Shabbos, in order that on Shabbos it should look like that. Sif katan yotes. So it's also to use this wick which has both elements in it. Aser af the ata yede hakricha. You're worried about the people might come to Mimata, might come to tilt an air to get more oil going that direction. But over here, the combination made the nair produce nicely. So there's no reason to be Chesh Hashem Yata. If we're going to allow the person to use combination of A and S, so A being from the neiris, or here the wicks which are posel, and S being from one of the wicks is kosher, and it makes a nice light. So even though that's true, now makes the combination makes a very nice light. There's no reason to be mata. It's a loser because we're afraid that he's going to try and do it. If you allow him to use wick A and wick S, next week he'll just use S, and the light just with the wick which is possible. Okay, mutter. Then he said, if his goal was to just act as a support to the wick, so then that's mutter. Both are lit, and you lit both. Since he wasn't intentionally trying to light with that psila, because as far as he's concerned, that psila's function was to take care of support the valid wick. But we hold you out, even if it's not didn't do that yet, it's still okay. Fill mal the shame yacha, the kiman shame the carbon psilo, halikoi loy goes to boys. They weren't goes in a case of a person not lighting the nair to get the benefit from it. First one puts the gargoyle shamelech, a small piece of salt. The fish shamelech, solo, it's a shem, sheti moshech, akra psilo. So one of the issues that you have with these oils is that they're a thicker type of an oil. They don't draw into the wick well. So he's telling us that salt helps solve that problem. Another thing was grease shalpul. K'rei lohaniyah ha'psila lov. Okay. The Sefta Perak Beis Isa Tam Ha'isa Kein. K'rei shehei shoya bedoilik. So here, up here and there, doesn't mean actually mamas al nair, it means right, immediately surrounding it. Okay. I'm not sure exactly. Jason Shelfo. Okay. It's nice to be reminded how much you don't know sometimes. So the same way we mentioned that there's a limitation on what type of psilas you can use, there's also limitation on what type of oil you can use. It has to be oil which is drawn well, draws well into the wick. The fikach, emalik and bezefis, you can't use tar, not wax. If it's molded into the... cottonseed oil. Well, alya, you can't use the fat of the alya of the animal, but the tallow of the animal. And you can't use itran either, which is the serpentine. It's a very bad smell. We are afraid he might step out of the room and not want to go back in because of the smell. You can't use three either because it's a very, very good smell. And we're afraid the person might be tempted to actually take some of the three and use for cooking or dipping, mixing into a salad dressing because it smells so good. So we said, so then there would be a problem with mechaba if you'd be mistaken menu, but taking out the oil, the remaining oil will cook that much more quickly, and that's something that he did, so that's considered an act of that's mavra. If he takes it out and he uses it, just takes it out, he causes the nair to go out more quickly, so that's a problem of a mechaba. Hatzriyim beGilad, the balm of Gilead, whatever balm means, I have no idea. But it's three. What are they translated in English? Three. Huh? So the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Hatzriyim beGilad, is there no balm in Gilead? Yeah. Sif cut new gimel bezefis. Hashen inichem in there mitan b'sila b'sayach k'mar shosim b'shemen. So we're talking about a liquefied nair which you would put in liquefied zevis which you would put into the lamp and use a wick to draw it out. Amneris kain shalonu. But if you make it into some type of a candle type of a situation, that's mutter. They use a very thick oil, which is at the bottom of the container after you pull it all out. It doesn't draw into the wick well because it's shmorim, it's the thick ones on the bottom. Okay. Says it sounds like it's only dafka the fats which are also to eat. That's Caleb. So the Rishuma Behema who gam came b'chal Caleb and Yezeh. It applies to not only to wild Caleb, which is only applies to a non-domesticated animal. But the domesticated animal, there's no din of Caleb. There's no din of Caleb. And the halacha we differentiate between a chaya and a behema. So behema there's always no Caleb. A chaya there's an issue of Caleb. So we say you can't use Caleb means you can't use only from wild animals. There's no even from a behema as well. When you come up, can you use butter? Yes, lion. You can melt it beforehand. So mix it together with the kosher shmonim. Even though the majority remains this liquefied butter. So you'll mix in that mixing together some of the kosher shmonim with the non-kosher shmonim that works. By shmonim that works. Come on, sefei. Come welcome. Lachat chila toib lizera min lahatik behen im yesh bo shmonim acher. If you have another option, don't do that. Ki the pamen nisher benair shuman rosin chema umavashlan. Refer that you would take the. You'll end up mixing together the shuman of an animal together with the fattiness of the butter, and then cooking it together. So he's killing cooking basa b'cholav. Rabbi Al Yisrael Bishol basa b'cholav v'gam Al Yisrael no im loy b'shuman oif the camel on the ein bar mishum bishol b'hano. Okay, even it's only chashash of the rabbanans, because by having the 1 second, I'm missing something over here. By Shuman Oif, there's no Isser Bishol, it's the Rabbanon, there's no Isser Hanoah. The person would be doing Shuman Oif, so without nothing to be Geyser. Okay. But the Chenim Yeh, say, V'chayv Alecho B'Shabbos Eitz Salanir, a person has to eat by the Nair, because the Morris says in Yuma, the person only really enjoys his meal if there's a Nair. And so the Chiyav Alecho Shabbos is M'chayv him to try and eat it in the best way possible. And therefore, he's M'chayv to have a Nair. And not leave the nair. It's three who shem and a far simon. Berecha taimon is a very nice smell. I'm afraid yisamimenu. So therefore, he'll end with kiboy. He's causing it to go out more quickly.
A complicated question: taking away the fuel being the
chametz. It is. Therefore, b'yeshoy tamacha. Therefore, he brings a different reason. B'shas when they show off, it flies around. And if we're afraid, because they buy some arbors, they buy it could easily catch, make the house catch on fire.
Walls.
It will. This lighting with this type of oil, this three, it's very oil or something, but it jumps around. So it could put the walls on fire while it's doing that. Because the bias Bottom boil him a minor. So then what will happen then? A person we know is boil him a minor. He's over, he's not in a clear head. He's in a behola because of loss of his money. And Rafaid, we have a look up and say, he might come to actually put out the fire directly. So he said, can't be involved in trying to save. I'm sorry. We're afraid he'll be both. Therefore, don't light with it because we're afraid that this might where we end up with it. Fine. Because we're going to run the mizel amal the shal yister yister matana be'etzim shal yobel the dechilu Shabbos ayereze. So they used to close off the fronts of the tanner to keep the heat in. So they would sometimes just use like a tit, or they would use a piece of wood which was smeared with tit, so the fire didn't get to it. But if you just put wood there and try to block it that way, it's very possible that they'll catch fire, and then you're going to have a lot of this slew of problems which come with that. Okay, Sif Dalet. Filo Nosan Ma'at Shemen Zayis Bishmonim Elu Shenim Shachim Ve'oz Nim Shachit. By adding a little bit of olive oil to these wicks which don't seem to be absorbed, or some of these oils don't seem to be absorbed into the wicks. What happens is now they do. So everything should be fine. So Amy Likim Behem. If the majority is the kosher oil, that's for sure it's good. Amy Likim Behem. If we're going to allow him to add a little bit of the kosher shmonim and then light with the posel, people are going to see he's lighting with the posel shmonim, and they're going to light with posel shmonim. So the zakana which we enacted over here will potentially be undermined. Hey, chaylev mehutach mekrovi dogim ein malikim mehem. Even if you liquefy the chaylev, or kovei dogim, you have the insides of the dogim. Ein malikim mehem. In nosim mehem ma'at miachas mashvana mishum malikim mehem mutal hadik behem. Kelim hotav chaf shehisicho yisrael haur. They liquefied it on over the fire. They liquefied it. Chaylev mahutoch. How would you translate that?
Fat of an animal.
What is mahutoch? Mahutoch. Yeah. Oshchaylev machi mimeah behema. Or it came like that. That would, it had been stirred up to the point that it became liquidy through that. Voshadayin lo nikrushu. Im nikrushu. If they harden again, it's too late. Putting some shemen doesn't help. That they taken the insides of the dogim and they stirred them up to the point that it sort of deteriorated into the liquid. Shemen solo shosim megalgal enush al dog. I mean, sorry, there is a fish oil which they make with certain parts of the fish. Even though it's just by itself, it's not mixed in something else, that's better than shemen dogim. That means like stam dogim, but this type is specific one, which you know is better. So if you know it's better, it's better. Excuse me. Really, chelam hotam should be totally mutter. Fi shenim shach akrab silin shaper. It absorbs well into the wick. Elder Rabbanan Gozu by Otu Shein Mahutach. We're going to allow Chelev Mahutach, which after it's been purified through the heating process, it's different, and people will not necessarily know the difference. They say this one is okay, and this one's okay. There'll be guys that are Otu Shein Mahutach. Shuma Terubas Lagozu by the Haimel Xavier Lagzera. Okay. The brother goes with the shahu, but the brother goes with the harbor like there. Fine. It's true. Okay. Any oil other than these ones you mentioned, we assume it works well, but the preferred one is olive oil. Hamovker, it absorbs into the wick the best, makes the best light. You mentioned Shemazai's Motzi Mitzvah, Bishar Shmonim, Bishar, and Solo. If that's not available, you define the criteria by getting oils which are do give a clear light. Pem kadmel in yeshab that goes before a wax candle. The yeshab kadmel in ner shel tzchelev. The shar shmonim go before ner shava. The yeshab goes before chelev. There yafa b'tzalu because it's a better sight. Here the calls elafi inyan haner. The shalano shakaran. Whatever that stands for. But starin, strain, I don't know, whatever it is. Shetzolo bevada yosem min hashava. What we have nowadays is even clearer than the old wax candle. Venerogo lahat, this way, a person doesn't tilt it. Is the order of Nir Shaiva better than Nir Shaiva? Vilo Af Mikol Shmona may be better than the Shmona as well. Vevavare loy osil hatus ayin mashenitu kamon semen ayin reshe. That's all to hear.